Again for another edition episode of the Burkhalters, Thursday around this time on this station.
Thank you,
Rich. You take care. Join me this afternoon for the Wing Finger Winning Word and Rich Thomas with an update, 4:05.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Jay.
We'll see you in the morning.
Flat down the front.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Chris Foster. Joe Biden campaigns in Tampa, Florida today. President Trump will be in Philadelphia and says on Fox and Friends about his opponent.
The man is shot. Let's face it. We can't have a man who's shot because you know who's not shot? Putin, President Xi, Kim Jong-un. They're not shot. They're world-class chess players. This guy is shot. Everyone knows it.
The president today at the White House hosts the signing of a peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Hurricane Sally is inching toward the northern Gulf Coast with warnings in effect from the Mississippi-Louisiana border to the Florida Panhandle.
The slow movement of this system will be the biggest danger with a prolonged water event. Life-threatening storm surge, inland flooding, and hurricane-force winds for many hours will be a major danger in the next 24 to 36 hours for this area. There is also the risk for tornadoes as the system moves onshore.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Nice to see the Mobile radar is back working again for a couple of hours, or about 3 hours this morning. The radar went dead. It's the most important radar in the country for the next 36 hours. And the technicians were able to repair the pedestal. And now we have, we're able to look at Sally on the radar again. That's really nice. The storm not moving much. Located due south of the Mobile Bay and moving off to the northwest at 2 miles per hour with 85 mile an hour winds. It's going to be a very long duration event, and that's the problem. So let's run it down here locally. A risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. Breezy today. High temperature up around 84. Showers and storms becoming more likely tonight. Low 71. Wednesday night and Thursday. Flash flood watch. A long-term event. Locally heavy rainfall. Excessive rainfall amounts. I've been telling you this morning that right now it looks like we could see 8 to 10 inches in the Montgomery area, maybe locally a foot, and maybe more in southwest Alabama, where they could see 10 to 15 inches and a little bit more than that on the coast. A crazy amount of rainfall, which will cause flooding, plus the threat of tropical tornadoes. Mostly in South Alabama today and then into Central Alabama tomorrow and maybe beyond tomorrow, because it's going to be a slow go to get Sally through the state with a high in the upper 70s, rain tapering off Friday, and then nice weather over the weekend. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 13 at 78 degrees now, 904 almost.
Hi. Yeah, batten down the hatches, so to speak.
Boy, I mean, can you imagine 8 to 10 inches of rain tomorrow and Thursday? That's a heap of rain. That's more than a month of rain. In fact, that would be a huge month, and we're going to get it in within 48 hours.
Like I told you, this is my least favorite time of the year in terms of weather.
Yeah.
All the heat and the wet and just the rain and more rain and hurricanes. Well, hurricanes coming.
Driving around is going to be a real thrill.
Yeah.
The next two days,
exactly,
in blinding rainfall. Last time we had a situation like this, I slid into a telephone pole back in March. So,
don't bring that up again. We don't need that out there in the universe.
Paint and Body took care of it.
Well, that's very good. Donnie does good work.
Yeah. How are you? Everything
I'm all
good?
Right. Yeah. I'm all right. Yeah. Just keeping my ducks in a row, so to speak.
Your ducks.
Yeah.
Ducks and rain.
Well, they're going to love these next few days. They're just going to, it's going to be hard to keep them in a row.
Absolutely. Did you see the Carol Baskin commercial, or the commercial that played in Dancing?
No, I did not see
last
this.
Night. Her husband's family, her dead husband's family, bought time in the show.
What?
Yes. I got to text it to you. It's we just played it on the air and said, do you know what happened to our dad? And do you know if Carol Baskin did it?
Wow. Yeah, I think she fed him to the tigers, man.
Oh, that's wild, man. I mean, to buy time in the show, you know what network time is?
Oh, millions and millions.
Expensive.
Or to quote the president, millions and millions and billions and billions. Yes.
What are you talking about today?
Oh, we're going to get into the court case that came out of Pennsylvania, a federal court case, where a judge in, well, the name of liberty really smacked down a lot of these lockdown policies and emergency powers of the states around the country.
Right.
And so we'll break down some of the quotes from this court case. And, I mean, it's quite forceful in what the judge had to say. And I love it. I love it.
Good deal. And I'm sure you'll have some other issues that you're going to be tackling.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of a vaccine coming soon, there's a lot to get to.
Excellent. I'll be listening.
All right. Well, you have a good day. I know you're going to be very busy.
I'm going to be a busy guy for the next 3 days.
You sticking around the station? Or
Not necessarily this
right
morning.
Now.
I don't
know. Okay.
But tomorrow, definitely. I'll be
all
here.
Right. Well, I'll get you an extra energy drink. If
all
you
right,
need
buddy. Appreciate
Chase,
it.
Chase, you got to go now. He's up there on his throne.
Yes, he is.
Like that dog. News and Views begins officially here in mere moments. This hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, take advantage of 55% off. Yes, a 55% off discount here in September for News and Views listeners when you call Dan Black at 279-6036. Now, it's 55% off on a specific thing, videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. So VHS, Betamax, they can preserve those memories because they're not just collecting dust sitting in your cabinet. No, it deteriorates over time when you have those memories on tape. So preserve those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future so you can share them with your children, their children. Keep the family history and the memories alive. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team there at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor of News and Views from 9 till noon.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery County EMA will transition to a 24-hour standby mode as Hurricane Sally approaches the state. EMA Director Christina Thornton is warning people who live in low-lying areas of the flash flooding threat. Montgomery police say they found the body of a missing Alabama State University student. Police say the body of 22-year-old Adam Dowdle Jr. was found Monday afternoon in the 800 block of Hutchinson Street. They've now opened a death investigation in the case. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 126,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. More than 8,000 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan
and save 20%.
Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit.
Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke
Ryan. License number 84417.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.gov. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
It's O Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. As the big boy says, you want to join in? Got anything on your mind this morning? 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Now, though it's been better here in, what do we call it, the cliche, sweet home Alabama. Across the country here for 6 months now. 6 months. Americans in 43 states have lived under these lockdowns. Really, these executive orders, unprecedented in their time, their scope, their scale. These orders restricting freedoms as basic as whether we can work as Americans, whether we can leave our homes. Whether we can even expose our faces in public. And you can talk about the science, good or bad, about masks all you want. But once you have people stepping in and saying, we know what is true, and in fact, we don't care what arguments you have, it's an order. There's a difference between a law, and this isn't even really a duly passed law, let's say a government order, and a conversation about science and personal responsibility and practical measures. There's a big difference. These mandates are not duly enacted laws. They are orders issued by one of the three branches of government. They constitute a system of one-person rule, or let's say technocratic rule, of public health officials. Yesterday, after 6 months of this, a Pennsylvania federal court in Butler County v. Wolf reviewed the indefinite emergency restrictions imposed by the executive branch of Pennsylvania's government, declaring limitations on gathering size, stay-at-home orders, and mandatory business closures unconstitutional, refusing to accept the alleged need for a quote-unquote new normal. This court stated that an independent judiciary is needed to serve as a check on the exercise of emergency government power. Hear, hear. More of this, please. It's about time. There are numerous governors across this great nation of ours who have perverted this Constitution. For instance, New Jersey's, you remember when Phil Murphy declared that the Bill of Rights, American liberty, is above his pay grade. Then what exactly are you paid to do, Governor Murphy? But governors across the nation with unprecedented orders restricting Americans' rights to peaceably assemble, practice their religions, earn a living, travel freely, engage in commerce, and even manage their own health and exposure to risk. While global pandemics pose challenges for governors, particularly when the population is panicked by a hysterical mass media, hysterical. Entire populations cannot be indefinitely subjected to tyranny and deprived of fundamental rights and liberties. As the federal court said yesterday, quote, "There is no question that our founders abhorred the concept of one-person rule. They decried government by fiat. Absent a robust system of checks and balances, the guarantees of liberty set forth in the Constitution are just ink on parchment." Amen. These parchment barriers, just ink on parchment, doesn't amount to much if you can just have an executive run over them. And many of our governments have sought to do just that. Just make it ink on parchment. They won't even designate an endpoint to their emergency powers. Just open-ended emergency powers. You know, you should be able to come up with some standard. X number of deaths per million or X number of deaths over X number of weeks. Yet nobody will set a specific date. There's too much politicking going on. They want us to live under the constant threat of house arrest and livelihood deprivation, even though all we ever agreed to was a two-week effort to, quote-unquote, flatten the curve. You remember that? We never agreed to an indefinite or permanent new normal or to do whatever our wise governors dream up and declare necessary to eliminate infections. Here's more from the court yesterday. Quote, "In times of crisis, even a vigilant public may let down its guard over its constitutional liberties, only to find that liberties, once relinquished, are hard to recoup, and that restrictions, while expedient in the face of an emergency, may persist long after immediate danger has passed." Thank you, Judge Stickman. Thank you for recognizing our predicament. Thank you for taking the first step towards restoring freedom. By reminding those with authoritarian leanings or just looking to have a good reputation, because it seems that's what our politicians are these days, talk show hosts. You know, I'm a talk show host, I suppose. It seems like our politicians, our so-called leaders, are just really TV characters more and more. It's all about media and reputation and yard signs and less about actually being statesmen. Governors cannot be given carte blanche to disregard the Constitution for as long as the medical problem persists, writes Judge Stickman. The response to an emergency cannot undermine our system of constitutional liberties. This was the American way. Famously stated by Benjamin Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. So I'm very happy with this ruling. I'm very happy that we might actually have a vaccine on the way. I love that Pfizer didn't accept any government money. You know, I would recommend a book if you want to see how American business, American enterprise has saved this country time and time again. In particular, look out for a book called Freedom's Forge. Fantastic book by a guy named Arthur Herman. I've been really into his books lately. And Freedom's Forge gets into how American industry convinced FDR, hey, let's do it our way. Let it be a bottom-up effort, a voluntary effort. Let them innovate in, you know, whether it's airplanes or tanks or carbines or whatever it is. Let industry innovate. And you got incredible stories out of that. For instance, everybody knows the term rock and roll. Well, Rockola. Rockola jukeboxes. They actually made some rifles and constituent parts for rifles during the war. Their jukeboxes actually became synonymous with the music the jukeboxes were playing. Rockola jukeboxes became rock and roll. You learn something new every day. But at the beginning of this, My understanding was a pandemic takes personal responsibility. A pandemic takes technical know-how and innovation and enterprise. A pandemic takes the virtue of patience and understanding that the world can often be tragic. And a pandemic cannot be solved by what has become our political system. This system of electoral politics and ankle biting over every move. So I hope a vaccine comes soon. And I hope we get out of the woods here soon and that nobody dies from this unnecessarily so. But we cannot give up our liberty for the sake of comfort, number one, but even more emergency situations when that emergency doesn't actually have a clear end date and folks keep moving the goalposts. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this? Hello. All right. Thank you for the call. Well, that's an interesting point. I appreciate it. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036 for 55% off. Yes, 55% off on all those videotape transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer. But you got to call them at 279-6036 and tell Dan Black you're a News and Views listener. More News and Views when we come back. I'll be taking your calls right after this quick break.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. You know, I saw one of my peers, a guy a little bit older than me, mid-30s, put out a Facebook post, and he asked all the fine folks on the Book of Faces, is rock and roll dead? Well, no, I don't think it is, because, well, all the classic stuff is still alive. And then, if you look hard enough, there are people out there making great, great music in that vein, but I mentioned at the end of that monologue there, the Rockola Company, and Dave called in wanting to add something to it. Hey, Dave, you're on there.
Hey, back with you. I was interested in what you said about David C. Rockola. Nobody knows David C. Rockola. It's just Rockola, you know. The guy came from Canada, Manitoba, Canada, back in the early 30s or late 20s. They made slot machines and every kind of coin-operated thing you can imagine, including jukeboxes. But
the pinball machines and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Everything, anything coin-operated. And they were based in, he moved to Chicago, is where it all started and still is, as far as I know. The guy lived to be about 99 years old, and there was I remember years ago on, I guess it was 60 Minutes or somebody did a piece on him. It was very cool because they showed all the classic jukeboxes and so on that he had made. But during the war, of course, they were building rifles and everything else you can imagine. That was total mobilization. The Underwriter Typewriter Company made M1 rifles as well. Right. They were made by various companies. So very good. If that's just sort of useless information for you.
Have you read that book, Freedom's Forge, by Arthur Herman?
No, I have not.
You would love it. Look it up on Amazon, just called Freedom's Forge. It goes into how, you know, did the mobilization and how it really was American business taking the reins and Roosevelt, FDR kind of let them do it. He realized, hey, I don't have the know-how. Let's let these guys take the reins.
Well, you know, the president I think he was with Ford, and his name escapes me right now, but he was the man that Roosevelt hired to take on the mobilization and manufacturing of all these products. He's an old time. He ran the plants. He's a genius at the time as far as mass production. He worked with Henry Ford, I believe. Darn, I can't think of his name right now. But he was the guy who ran all the mobilization board for several years during the war.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name too. It's escaping my tongue as well. I'll look it up here real quick. Yeah. Bill Knudsen, maybe.
Yeah, Knudsen, spelled with a K, Knudsen, that's exactly right. His history, I believe he started with Ford, and he may have wound up running General Motors before he went into that other thing. Yeah, that could be right.
Yeah, he came up with the ability to change assembly lines quickly, and he introduced the reason we have new models of vehicles every year. He's the guy who came up with that.
Exactly right, yeah, very true. Anyway, those are some giant men back then, the guys that did that stuff. And, you know, they're probably not, I guess we've got similar today. If we had to mobilize, they'd show up, I guess.
I think so, too.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's it. That's all I had. Sorry.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning, both you, JC.
Jack is not on yet. He's taking some Jack time. Hopefully join us at 10 o'clock.
One JC is good enough. We have got such a fantastic president. He's not a pit bull. He's a sumo wrestler. There's a lot of good news going on about the vaccine, and if you hear Bill Gates saying it's good, that is something, quite a compliment.
Yeah, Trump was on Fox and Friends this morning saying it'll be weeks.
Yes. And also, he's going after the CDC in a much deserved fashion. I don't know if he mentioned this on Fox this morning, but they kind of got a little collusion going to slow things down and discredit the president, the things he says.
Check out this headline, Red Top. CDC defies Trump's executive order, moves forward with critical race theory indoctrination. And this is beyond just the issue of critical race theory, this is a good example. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we elected a president, whether you're an Obama fan or a Trump fan or Biden gets in there. And the president, I mean, he's the head of the executive branch. He can do what he wants, right? No. No, it's like they suggest things, and the bureaucracy does what it wants. It's a terrible way the system is working.
Right, but it works. Donald Trump is making it work. He's sure. going after these guys, and he's got very good credibility. Bill Gates was very, very complimentary on German World News, and I'm glad I watch international news every day. You and me and April Marie will discuss that later.
Yes.
But he said America is going to step up. The smartest thing Donald Trump's done is the United States put up almost all the money for all the research in the world on this vaccine, and it's going to happen. And we got dibs on all the vaccines that come out first. And also, Bill Gates says he's very confident that the Trump administration will step up and help the underdeveloped countries acquire vaccine.
Very good.
And he was very, very calming last night, which very much surprised me. It's worth checking his interview out on DW. And also, Donald Trump chewed up that panel in California the way it should have been chewed up yesterday. Kicked their butts, man. And, you know, when he gets off the plane and steps and comes and out, he's the man. He's a real chief executive.
Well, and my only worry, and you know, it's a classic proverb, many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. And I just hope Trump's not over-promising for political reasons. I really do think there is a lot of progress being made with Operation Warp Speed and with these companies using
you know,
the
his vaccine. Daughter got on The View and said, what's her name, challenging the redhead monster. Said, come on,
Behar.
We'll do it right here on air. So, you know what? I don't think he's bluffing. I don't think he's bluffing about any damn thing. The man means business. And one final point. New sanctions against China with its treatment of the Uyghur people, putting them in prisons and re-education, and very much exposing Disney, just going to produce a major film in this northwestern region of China where they are literally imprisoning people.
Yeah, I covered that near the end of... You got to listen more, Red Top. I covered that near the end of last week, the new live-action Mulan. Now, Mulan will always be, you know, Eddie Murphy is the dragon to me. But they did it in that province, particular province, where a lot of those concentration camps, re-education camps. I'm sure it's just so lovely, so much education going on.
Well put, sir. Concentration camps is exactly what it is. So, again, our sumo wrestler is out there pounding. And let's go. Roll Tide, go Trump. I've been leaving off the roll tide. Let's get to it, Joey.
All War Eagle. Appreciate it, Red Top.
All right.
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, you remember last week, folks, President Trump signed this executive order wanting to get critical race theory out of the federal bureaucracy. And you'd think, put aside what you think of critical race theory, if you think anything of it at all. And no, it's not just, everybody get along with everybody, be a little bit more inclusive. No, it goes a little bit deeper than that. But aside from critical race theory itself, isn't it fascinating, time and time again? I mean, there are stories of Jack Kemp at Housing and Urban Development when he wanted to do enterprise zones, very much like what Senator Tim Scott actually got put into law with the help of the Trump administration. But Jack Kemp had this experience when he's over HUD. I'm sure Donald Trump has had this experience on many occasions, more than we've probably seen in the press, where you'd think the president, a duly elected president, as the head of the executive branch, could tell the federal bureaucracy what to do. But that's not how bureaucracies work. And even to a degree in the military, it's happening this way. You would think it's like a general says, here's what we're doing, you do what the general says. Like in your everyday job, the boss says, here's what you're doing. You follow orders and you do the best you can to fulfill the mission. But in the federal bureaucracy, it's not about accomplishing the mission. It's all about process. Process. And in fact, Congress has built so many things into the executive branch. It's like an extended legislative arm. I wonder if this president really is going to try to take back the true power of the executive branch. He's got an attorney general who believes in that theory, that he believes in this robust executive, a la George Washington and Alexander Hamilton. But we'll see. It's just incredible, though. Incredible that the system doesn't seem the way it should work on paper. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, just ink on parchment. And these liberties and the way that the powers in the Constitution are laid out as ink on parchment can't just be that ink on parchment. They can't just be parchment barriers. You actually have to have people, men and women, ready to use those powers as given by the founders. I think, well, let's just say since FDR passed from this earth, we've had a little different system than the one intended in the old republic. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all check them out today. And give them a call at 279-6036 to get 55% off on all those old videotape transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer, whether VHS, even Betamax, old little camcorder tapes. You can preserve those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future by calling Dan Black at 279-6036. 55% off for News and Views listeners. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program. The last time. Woman with the sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could bring a good feeling? Ain't had in such a long time.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Sally will have a profound effect on our weather, but it's a very slow system indeed as it aims for landfall on the coast. Today, random scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Breezy, high temperature held down to 84. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, low 71. Tomorrow night and Thursday, flash flood watch. Windy, locally heavy rainfall. Rainfall amounts could be excessive. Threat of some tropical spin-up tornadoes as well. The rain continues Thursday night but starts to slack up a bit on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant notifications for watches and warning. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. To keep them strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. Yeah, just to reiterate, the president did this morning say on Fox and Friends that we are weeks away from a vaccine. The president said, quote, "I'm not doing it for political reasons. I want the vaccine first." This is what, again, is called Operation Warp Speed. "You wouldn't have had a vaccine for years. I speeded up the process with the FDA. We're going to have a vaccine in a matter of weeks. It could be 4 weeks. It could be 8 weeks. We have a lot of great companies." And I believe, yes, the head of Pfizer is very hopeful right now. I know AstraZeneca had to put a pause on their trials, but hopefully that will fire back up again soon. But I wonder how many of you out there will actually take a vaccine or are just itching and ready to go to have that vaccine. I'd imagine there are a lot of people who do want it just so they don't have to put up with a lot of these over-the-top rules and regulations and violations of their life and liberty. But I think everybody will be wondering and be skeptical of the government. But we'll see. We need to see when the vaccine will come out. Now, also during this interview, President Trump spoke about Hurricane Sally. He also slammed Bob Woodward and cohort Carl Bernstein for critical comments the journalists have made about him. He called Bernstein a nut job and accused liberal cities of getting weak and soft against crime in the wake of a shooting of two Los Angeles sheriff's deputies, which I don't know if y'all saw the video of that, the surveillance video that was released of that shooting in Compton. That is horrifying. And if you heard the 911 call where one of the sheriff deputies, I believe the young woman, is trying to call in the code and call in, "Hey, we've been shot," but because she was shot in the jaw, you really couldn't make out the words. And the families agreed, and they released a photo of that young woman, that sheriff's deputy, right after being shot. And the video early on shows, where we have yet to identify the suspect, walking right up to the sheriff's cruiser, creeping up to it, and then just firing directly into the vehicle. While many others celebrated, then blocked ambulance access to emergency rooms there. It's just unconscionable. Unconscionable. This sort of irrational, emotional, us against them mentality is going to lead to some pretty nasty, terrible stuff out there. But in more good news, and this is good news, whether it was this president or any other president, apparently the Israeli-UAE peace agreement is to be signed today, Tuesday, at the White House. It had been previously unclear if the agreement would be signed, will be normalization or peace, since Israel and UAE had not previously been at war. But this historic deal will be signed today at the White House, and it will be a peace treaty. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said this on Monday, upgrading the event from a formal recognition of ties with two Gulf states, including Bahrain. It had been previously unclear if it was going to be a full-on peace deal or just normalization. But, quote, "We worked on it for many years," said Bibi Netanyahu. "This is a tremendous turning point in the history of Israel and the Middle East. It will have a great and positive influence on all citizens of Israel." Netanyahu promised that more countries are on the way as well. And that makes total sense to me. That as more of the Gulf Arab states are trying to modernize, as you have a very young population over there who maybe doesn't think about the world in the same exact way as the generations before, including a young generation is now taking over the reins of power in those countries. And then just from a bottom line perspective, you don't want UAE and Bahrain to get all the action, all the economic action. All these other states will want to get in. And also, if you look on a map there, in the Middle East, right there in the Persian Gulf. Bahrain is a tiny, tiny place, smaller than Delaware. Tiny place. Very rich place. But Bahrain, I would suggest, doesn't do anything like this without the permission of the Saudi government, which is a good sign for peace in the region in general. Now, Israel will be signing two separate documents, one the peace treaty with the UAE and the other a declaration of intent to make peace with Bahrain. And so this is a really good sign. Hopefully the dominoes start to fall in the right direction. But do you think the president will actually get a peace treaty out of this, or not a peace treaty, the Nobel Peace Prize out of this? I remain skeptical. It's, again, almost like a lot of these institutions are shot through and don't actually mean what they purport to mean. It's very, very frustrating. But the signing ceremony is expected to take place on the south lawn of the White House, 1,000 people invited. Among the invitees are, well, you know the name, big donor, Sheldon Adelson, supporter of Bibi Netanyahu and Donald Trump, the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs Director, Dory Gold, and a few others. So it should be a big, wonderful thing there at the White House, but I highly doubt it's going to get all sorts of primetime press, but we shall see. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Now, Kamala, well, is that how you say it, President Trump? Is it Kamala or is it...
And by the way, you know who's further left than crazy Bernie? Kamala. Kamala. Kamala.
No, I think it's Kamala, Mr. President. But anyway, during a virtual roundtable, Kamala, she had a little slip of the tongue, so to speak. Speaking during this virtual roundtable with small business owners in Arizona, Kamala Harris vowed that they will have an ally, those business owners will have an ally in the White House with the campaign's Build Back Better initiative. However, the California senator appeared to briefly suggest that she was at the top of the Democratic ticket. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden... As the president of the United States, the Biden-Harris administration, I mean, wow. Wow, watch your back, Joe. Watch your back. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name's David.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to ask y'all about 80 million... mail-in ballots. Didn't I hear reports that they've mailed out a whole bunch of ballots?
Oh yeah, and it's a problem.
Well, let me ask you, how in the world was it sent out to everybody in the country?
Well, it would be it's a state-by-state thing. So here in Alabama, for instance, that is not the case. You have to request an absentee ballot here in Alabama, and then they'll send you one.
Okay, so has this been done against the law, or is this legitimate?
It's technically legitimate, but it's in the gray area of where you'll have... It's ripe for corruption is the way I would put it. But states can make their own election laws. So states can say, hey, you want to do mail-out balloting like you've described. They just mail it to everybody on the voter rolls.
Well, that's technically legal,
but the corruption that could follow from it. So say, I've moved a lot recently, David. I still get mail from 2-3 residents past at that address who lived there before. And so can you imagine, it doesn't take much imagination to imagine this, you end up with 3-4 ballots sent to your home because the people were registered at that old address. That's where the really nasty, illegal, insidious stuff could happen.
Okay, here's one for you. How do we keep Nancy Pelosi from being the next president?
I don't think she's going to be the next president.
Well, isn't there a time limit on when the president has to be declared? Or else Nancy Pelosi is your next president?
Well, that would take a long, long time, and I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, there is a time limit. What is it? And he's supposed to take office by January 20?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to have a problem at all counting 80 million mail-in ballots.
We're going to have a problem. I don't think it's going to take past January 20.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I know. Like, and also, there's some stuff laid out in the Constitution, David, but that would be so unprecedented that it's like the theme of this hour's been. It would just be ink on parchment. We would all need to watch out for what would go on there.
How unprecedented is it for 80 million ballots to be mailed out?
Fairly unprecedented, yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, David. You know, every time he calls, it's like he's having an argument with me. Yet we agree. Maybe not on optimism, pessimism, worst case scenarios, but we largely agree, David. But I appreciate the call. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
For one that ain't so pretty, his parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From the Goodson Group with your updated real estate market report. It's good news for the River Region again. 3,500 homes have sold and closed in our area in the first 8 months of 2020, and these homes have ranged from $180,000 up to $300,000 and an average sales price. Our supply of listed properties is very low for this time of year because homes are not staying on the market as they used to. 40% of our sales are created by first-time home buyers, and current interest rates are hovering at 3% or below. But this means to the area residents, good time to buy or sell. If you price your home right, it will sell. And at this time, if you buy now, the payments per month will be a lot less than they would have been even last year. For all the details and updated property report for your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all call Dan Black at 279-6036 and tell him you're a News and Views listener to get that 55% off all those old videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file for your computer. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, 272-9228. Just as a reminder, folks, based on David's call there about the mass mail-out voting, what we've seen so far this year in states that are not practiced at this is disaster. For instance, in Nevada, more than 223 ballots were returned undelivered, and over 100,000 were sent back in Rhode Island. In New York, large numbers of ballots were rejected, 19% in Queens and Manhattan, and 28% in Brooklyn. Additionally, they didn't declare a winner in some races for a month afterwards. In Paterson, New Jersey, 20% of ballots were rejected, and four men were charged with voter fraud. In Michigan this year, over 10,000 ballots were rejected, and 846 ballots from dead voters were found. 40,000 ballots rejected in Michigan, and another 23,000 ballots didn't even make the cut in Wisconsin. Overall, the Washington Post, of all places, noted over 500,000 ballots were rejected across 23 states this year. And, of course, now the Biden campaign is bringing on former AG Eric Holder in case of a contested election. Here's the deal, though. I think Trump's going to win. I just have hope. He's going to win. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's JJ. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right, JJ. How are you?
I'm good. On those states that have the mail-in ballots, I wonder if the envelopes, I saw somewhere where the envelopes, on the outside of the envelope, says has a D or an R to let, you know, so you see from the outside if you're Republican or Democrat. I wonder if those envelopes are really like that.
And it's hard to say for me to say because, again, Alabama has its own system, Georgia its own, so on and so forth. There are some states like Hawaii, Oregon, and Utah that have been doing this for years, so they're a little more practiced, and there's not as much waste, fraud, and abuse, so to speak. But, yeah, a lot of them do have identification in different ways on the outside of the envelope. But, again, yeah, it depends on the state.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair because there was a post where a mail carrier was ripping up a Trump sign out of somebody's yard, and if they could see a D or an R on the envelope, you know, they could easily dispose of that if they wanted to get dirty. What right. about this? Are those states? Do you have a choice if you can mail it in, or if you can go down and vote the regular way at the voting poll?
Yeah, I think you should be able to still go to the polls. They should have open precincts. Like, if we can go to the grocery store and go to the hardware store, and we should be able to go and vote directly. And especially if you don't fill out that ballot and send it back in, you should be able to go vote at your local precinct.
Yeah, good. That's good, because hopefully the Republican or Trump voters that are were worried about, you know, getting cheated on our vote, as long as you go down there and vote, it's probably pretty secure then. Well, I sure appreciate your time, Joe. Keep it up, bro.
Thank you, JJ, and God bless us living here in Alabama.
Yeah, really. Okay, take care.
I don't always say that, but on this issue, and I'm learning of many others, God bless this state. We have to hit our top of the hour break, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. Sitting in the rain.